Let's begin at the beginning. How did aviation and aerospace products manufacturing become Kentucky's top exporting industry?
Our airports and their economic impact on the economy in 1998 was the largest industry in the state. It was the largest employer at over 100,000 employees and running about $10 billion in gross domestic services.
And how many are employed in the industry now?
We don't know, and that will hopefully come out in the economic impact study. We know there's somewhere close to 50 manufacturers right now across the state, small and large businesses.
And can you give us some examples of those, what they're making, where they are?
We've got GE that manufactures all of their engine parts in Madisonville and then ships them to Cincinnati Evendale plant to be assembled, just to name a couple. There's even a broader spectrum, Mazak Company up in Florence. They're Japanese-owned. Their North American headquarters is in Florence, and they manufacture all of the high-tech CNC machinery that makes these parts for a variety of industries.
Now, we often hear that industry is crying for more talent.
I know advanced manufacturing is crying for employees, both in automotive as well as aerospace manufacturing, because a lot of that work is done by these high-tech CNC machinery and robots. I know Toyota is desperately trying to get more advanced manufacturing trained employees, hence the new school at BCTCS over in Georgetown. Southeast Community College has one. They're getting ready to open one in Moorhead. And there's four or five others across the state.
UK University of Kentucky houses NASA Kentucky. Western Kentucky University, researchers are conducting experiments there on the International Space Station in partnership with the University of Louisville and also the NASA Glenn Research Center. All of this is happening at a time when we hear political figures in Washington calling for less spending on space science, particularly in the area of climate change. And that's happening even as NASA is moving to protect its launch infrastructure from rising sea levels at Kennedy Space Center. Any thoughts on all of that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Science gives us our lifestyle today. Just an example, the telephone that you carry around in your pocket is a result of the NASA studies that were done several decades ago in trying to miniaturize computers. And of course, we know how that exploded. We now have more students studying aviation and aerospace in Kentucky than any state in the nation. We've got 28 high schools across the state. Students seem to really love to get their hands dirty and do things practical, and aviation kind of makes that link to physics and math and science that the students so desperately need to understand what's going on in the textbook.